to God. Aren't those beautiful, beautiful words? In this letter to the Colossians, when we are reminded that we are God's chosen ones. In the Common English Bible, they put it as, we are God's choice. Think about that. We are God's choice, holy and beloved. But for me, as we were singing the songs that you selected, your voices were clear and true and filled with such joy and such gratitude because these were songs that meant something to your life of faith. And it's in the midst of our music that God is glorified. It's in the midst of music that we can emotionally connect to God the Father and often to one another. If you see your faces when you're singing those songs of joy to the world and how great thou art, you know, I asked for carols and God, how great thou art. Because for some reason, that song speaks to your heart. And when music speaks to our hearts are open and God can do things within our hearts so that love can come out of us. But the word also tells us that we are to bear with one another. And we are to forgive one another just as God forgave us. And I couldn't think of a better scripture for us to end the year and start a new word and a new year. And above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. No one picked Silent Night. So you almost ruined what I needed to do tonight, today. But Silent Night is one of my favorite Christmas hymns. So I wanted to tell you a little history about Silent Night. Silent Night was written in 1818. So this is the 200th year anniversary of Silent Night. And when Franz Gruber wrote it, he wrote it on a Christmas Eve. And he didn't have any music to it. It was a poem. And I promise, Patricia, I'll never do this to you. So hours before church was supposed to begin, he goes to his musician and says, can you compose some music for this? And to top it all off, they'd had a flood in the church and the organ didn't work. So Joseph Moore composed some music for it. But the instrument in 1818 that was played in the church for Silent Night was the guitar. So that's when guitars first came into the church in 1818. But that particular hymn, can you imagine that night, the first time those words were sung and that very quiet instrumental guitar accompanying it? But this hymn also seems to be part of the legend of World War I, of the armistice on Christmas Eve, when the American soldiers heard the German soldiers singing Silent Night, and they met in the middle in no man's land and had this night of peace and unity, as Colossians speaks about. Well, you can imagine that those who were the generals of their day thought, we can't do this again. We can't have those who are going to shoot at their enemy know their mothers and fathers and their children. So they made sure in World War II during the Battle of the Bulge that that armistice could not happen again. But it did. It happened in a very different way. Three American soldiers were there and one was wounded and they were fairly young and they came upon a house and this woman welcomed them in with her two children. And she was German. They're American. And she brought them in and began to care for them. A little bit later, there's a knock on her door, and it's three German soldiers, about 17 and 18 and 23. And so she went outside and closed the door and said, you can't come in. And they said, why? She said, there's some people in my home that you won't consider your friends. You can't come in. So they said, they're American, aren't they? And she said, yes. She said, I'll welcome you in. I'll put food on the table, but you have to leave your guns here. This is a high holy day. This is the day of Christ's birth. There will be no war in my home. They put their guns aside. They were hunger and cold won the day. They put their weapons down. She went in the house and got the weapons of the American soldiers, put their weapons outside. German soldiers came in. Things were a little bit rough at first as she was preparing dinner, and then things began to calm down. And one was a medic, so he took care of the wounds of the American soldier. And he said the cold kept it from festering, so healing was happening. And they had a meal. And after dinner was done and they had to go on their ways, they stepped outside the door with weapons available. The Germans told the Americans where the American troops were. And they said, but we're supposed to go to this town. And they said, oh no, you're not going there. It's German occupied. So they gathered up their weapons and went their separate ways. Years later, one of the children of this woman was hoping he could find either the German, someone who was there, one of the German soldiers or one of the American soldiers. He was living in Hawaii, and the story got told somewhere, and he got to meet one of the Americans. And that American said to that German grown man now, your mother saved my life. So why share that story on this day? Because the power of Christ in our lives can transform the world. And it saves people's lives one person at a time. A woman was strong enough in her faith to stand and tell to warring people, you may be in my home, but you may only be in my home if you honor the God I honor by loving and being at peace with one another. God's love brings unity and harmony. God's love brings healing and reconciliation. God's love saves lives. And I can only imagine that they must have at some point sung Silent Night that night in Germany in that woman's home. So God still made armistice happen in the middle of war. God can make enemies friends. God can do anything God chooses to do when we say yes to God. It was wonderful singing with you this day. But I think what I'm going to leave with you is the Common English Bible translation of the same Colossians passage. And listen carefully to how it is stated in here, if I can find it. Well, I have to get to the right chapter. Therefore, as God's choice, holy and loved, put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Be tolerant with each other. And if someone has a complaint against anyone, forgive each other. As the Lord forgave you, so also forgive each other. And over all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. The peace of Christ must control your hearts, a peace into which you are called in one body. And be thankful, people. The word of Christ must live in you richly. Teach and warn each other with all wisdom by singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing to God with gratitude in your hearts. Whatever you do, whether in speech or action, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus and give thanks to God the Father through him. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.